Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. And if I said to you today it was a very lazy type day, I would be lying to you. It's been a very busy afternoon. Let me tell you, we have some breaking information to pass along to you. Stay real close with us today. Before we jump into the really mass amount of local news and national state news here, let's go over and attack the top three trending stories we're looking at this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yep. Busy is an understatement this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for having us on. Number one story, a new tax could potentially be heading for Pensacola Beach. Mike Pinzoni, owner of Papa's Pizza there on the boardwalk, manages the Pensacola Beach fishing pier. Also, this guy's been around the beach community for, God, three decades or so, many decades. He's what we call a local and is now proposing a 1% tax to help fund necessary island infrastructure. Pinzoni says it's an alternative to increasing MSBU fees for commercial businesses. The proposal also targets funds for a public parking garage. Pinzoni plans to present his concept to the Santa Rosa Island Authority meeting in just a couple of hours tonight.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested two Pace Pharmacy pharmacists on Wednesday, as well as the pharmacy office manager. The pharmacists were 54-year-old Stephen Burklow and 69-year-old David Winkles, and the manager arrested is Stephen's wife, 58-year-old Monique Burklow. The Burklows are the owners of the Pace Pharmacy. All three are charged with conspiring to traffic prescription drugs, including trafficking over 22 kilograms of oxycodone, 26 kilograms of hydrocodone, and approximately 1 kilogram of hydromorphone.
You know, and Austin, we've been following this story for a numerous number of hours today. We knew that there was law enforcement stage at the pharmacy as well as at a Pace home today. And then finally it kind of rolled out in terms of exactly what was happening with this case. So that's what you call a very new and hot fresh story to pass on to you this afternoon. And we're also looking at number three today. New city attorney has been named for Milton. John Adams and the law firm of Gray Robinson will provide legal representation for the city, replacing Alex Andrade. Adams lives in Milton. The firm Gray Robinson, with 258 employees on staff, also has an office in Pensacola. Adams has been working as the interim city attorney since the March departure of Andrade.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola city officials looking into issues reported near a local bar. WEAR had reported that neighbors were complaining about fighting, loud music, vandalism, and even late-night patrons urinating and defecating on trees. The problems reportedly center around the popular college night, which features dollar drinks and draws huge crowds. PPD told Channel 3 that they don't consider the bar to be any more of a problem than any other bar in town.
Okay, 4:15, Austin Price, looking at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, we'll continue with your local headlines in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We also had an accident reported on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And, man, got some problems on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last major spot is going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 84, low of 74.
416 News Radio 92.3 Recycling, about to make a return appearance to the city of Pensacola. The city halted the curbside recycling program back in October of 23 after it became too expensive and a collapse in the commodities market. City's now poised to lock in prices for a new opt-in recycling program. It is projected to start in mid-July. Now, if you don't want to opt in for recycling, your bill will drop to $24.99. If you're opting into the program, you'll be charged about $32.99.
And Escambia County has opened a 45-day public comment period for its Restore Act draft multi-year implementation plan. Running from May 13th to June 27th, the amendment includes changes to three existing projects and introduces five new ones focused on water quality and drainage improvements. You can view the plan and submit comments at myescambia.com/myip.
Okay, I like this story. A new high-tech $22.5 million traffic command center designed to cut down on traffic congestion and improve safety, about to become a reality here. The project, overseeing 400 traffic signals across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, is expected to be fully operational within the next couple of years. The new facility will be built adjacent to Escambia's EOC building on North W Street.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, today, Senator Rick Scott and several colleagues introduced a bipartisan Stop China Act to protect U.S. transit systems from Chinese influence. The legislation prohibits the Department of Transportation from granting funds for purchasing transit buses or rail cars from Chinese manufacturers. A companion bill is being proposed in the House.
Okay, here's an interesting story. ICE agents went into a local immigration check in the Orlando area today. Caused a whole bunch of commotion down there. Dana Marie McNichol got a chance to see her B-roll earlier. She reports from Orlando this afternoon.
We joined ICE agents as they arrived unannounced to housing construction sites. Agents moved from house to house approaching workers. ICE described the interaction as a consensual and optional conversation since they did not have a warrant. Agents questioned their legal status, and those who couldn't provide valid immigration documents were fingerprinted on site. This is part of a process to verify identities through a national immigration database. ICE says they opened an investigation after concerns from community members.
And the final bell is almost ringing on sex ed in Broward County Public Schools. District officials have announced that with the Florida Department of Education repeatedly kicking back their comprehensive reproductive health program, they won't have time to update it by school's end on June 3rd. In order to get the teaching in this school year, the district plans to request if it can use another district's already approved reproductive health program. This could be the second time in 3 years that no sex ed is offered in Broward Public Schools.
Criticism getting louder on a federal judge in Miami who blocked the enforcement of a new state law making it a crime for undocumented immigrants to enter Florida after illegally crossing into the U.S. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams, who was appointed by Barack Obama, being accused of overstepping her authority this afternoon.
My goodness. And also SpaceX successfully launching another batch of Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit. The Falcon 9 rocket launched 28 satellites from Cape Canaveral Space Force early this afternoon. It marks the company's 58th Falcon 9 mission of 2025.
Ryan Ruth, you know, if you remember, he's the man who tried to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump last year, is headed to trial in September. Jonathan Saray has the latest from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Defense attorneys are trying to block testimony from an eyewitness who says he saw the man accused in an alleged assassination plot flee the perimeter of a Florida golf course where then-candidate Trump was playing. They say authorities were impermissibly suggestive when they had the witness identify the defendant at the scene of his arrest. Prosecutors are asking the judge to prevent the defense from engaging in strategies they say would confuse the jury. Former homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams.
The government also wish to limit the defense in making an argument of mental capacity, that at the time of this incident that Ruth would have been mentally ill.
In Fort Pierce, Florida, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
420 on the dot. Going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines we've got across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. A hotline between military and civilian air traffic controllers in Washington, get this now, Austin, hasn't worked in more than 3 years.
Yikes.
And they're worrying about ATC problems up there, huh? Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Senator Ted Cruz questioning Frank McIntosh, the Federal Aviation Administration's Deputy Chief Operating Officer for Operations in the Air Traffic Organization.
Is it true that the hotline, the direct line between the Pentagon Air Traffic Control and the DCA Tower, has been inoperable since March of 2022?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Explaining during a Senate Commerce hearing that the Department of Defense maintains the hotline, that the FAA was not aware it wasn't working until this year, and insisting it be fixed before resuming any operations out of the Pentagon. The focus on air safety comes after a military helicopter and a passenger jet collided near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, killing 67 people. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors monitor trade developments during President Trump's tour of the Gulf states. The president securing $600 billion in commitments from Saudi Arabia during his visit, with many U.S. tech firms announcing artificial intelligence-related deals in the Middle East. Chipmakers rose, NVIDIA stock jumping nearly 4%, extending its gains from the previous session, which comes as U.S. chipmakers, including NVIDIA, announced billions of dollars worth of deals with Saudi Arabia. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq up 137, S&P 500 up 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 425. Afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway, passing Dog Track Road, got some backups there still. Same with Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And got some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot, probably going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear throughout the day, make it cloudier at night. High of 84, low of 74.
EPA saying this afternoon that it's going to change the limits set during the Biden administration on so-called forever chemicals in drinking water and other products. Grinnell Scott, now on News Radio 92.3.
Forever chemicals, which don't quickly break down naturally, were found by the Biden administration to heighten the risk of heart disease and some cancers. The EPA said it will weaken some of the limits previously set and reevaluate those PFAS levels. PER and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals are man-made and often used in food packaging and nonstick cookware. The EPA will stick with some other limits the Biden administration set, but lengthen the given time to treat and counteract the chemicals' dangers. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said upholding national standards to protect Americans is what the agency aims to do. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a judge has ordered a Georgetown University researcher accused of spreading Hamas propaganda to be released after months in ICE detention. Badar Khan Suri is an Indian national in the U.S. on a student visa. He was accused by the Department of Homeland Security for actively spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism on social media.
All right, a post on X by EPA Administrator now has over 8.6 million views as he promises to roll back yet another environmental regulation.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, writing, start-stop technology where your car dies at every red light so companies get a climate participation trophy. EPA approved it and everyone hates it, so we're fixing it. Proponents contend it conserves fuel and cuts down on pollution. The pushback from some claim it can wear down the car's battery or engine more quickly. The EPA does not require start-stop technology, but automakers that adopt it are giving extra fuel economy credits. The feature dates back to a rule proposed under President Obama in 2012, but didn't go on the books until new fuel economy standards to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 5 years later. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, and a former National Guardsman allegedly plotted an ISIS-inspired attack on a Michigan military facility. The Justice Department says the 19-year-old, a former member of the Michigan Army National Guard, was arrested yesterday after he attempted to carry out a plan to conduct a mass shooting at the base in Warren. He allegedly informed two undercover law enforcement officers of his plan, and on the scheduled day of the attack, he was arrested.
Well, I told you during the show yesterday that with the Trump plans and all the new economies that are floating around out there,
right?
Give it a chance to bite in. We were talking about it with Trump being in place now about 4 months or so. One company is jumping on that bandwagon. J.P. Morgan trimmed its forecast for the probability of the U.S. economy entering a recession this year after President Trump reached a deal to lower those tariffs he imposed on imported goods from China.
Wow.
So things are kind of changing. They're giving him a chance.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's only fair.
And the Congressional Budget Office says millions will go uninsured under the Medicaid portions of the new federal spending bill. The nonpartisan agency released estimates yesterday saying that the Medicaid cuts would lead to over 10 million Americans losing health coverage and over 7.5 million going uninsured. Republican lawmakers are calling for work requirements for those on Medicaid and say the changes will streamline the program and allow it to better focus on serving the most vulnerable beneficiaries.
Well, Austin, now that UWF President Martha Saunders' resignation is in place, the Board of Trustees must now work to find a new candidate to serve as the next UWF president and appoint somebody to fill the vacancy in the interim. Well, don't expect UWF to announce its new president anytime soon. Saunders' confirmation as the university's sixth president, I was looking back on this, took more than 7 months.
Well, not only that, but especially with this being a short notice resignation, or at least that's how it looked to us. Yeah, it could take a while.
All right, get ready. Less than 5 minutes. Sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is in Qatar today as he continues his Middle Eastern tour, talks for a ceasefire in Gaza, also ramping up during his visit.
Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Israeli negotiators and indirectly with Hamas in Doha, trying to come up with a ceasefire deal for Gaza that could result in more released hostages, something that President Trump again today said he wanted.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Tel Aviv. The ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs continues her testimony today in the hip-hop mogul sex trafficking trial. Casey Ventura back on the stand for a second day.
Cassie's testimony is at the core of the prosecution's case as they try to prove to jurors that Diddy used his power to abuse and traffic Cassie and other women. Diddy has pleaded not guilty to all the charges.
Fox's CB Cotton in New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the significance of the Navy Days Gala with D.C. Reeves and Captain Newman speaking and why celebrating NAS Pensacola and other military installations in our area is so important. President Trump gives a huge speech in Saudi Arabia, the significance of which was largely missed by your nightly newscast, but we covered that in detail because it really is important. New recycling plan coming to the city of Pensacola. Talk with Mayor Reeves about that. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
Pensacola right now.
I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a new tax could potentially be heading for Pensacola Beach. Mike Pizzoni, owner of Papa's Pizza on the Boardwalk, manages the Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier and has been around the beach community for many decades. He's now proposing a 1% tax to help fund necessary island infrastructure. Pizzoni says it is an alternative to increasing MSBU fees for commercial businesses. The proposal also targets funds for a public parking garage. Pizzoni plans to present his concept to the Santa Rosa Island Authority meeting tonight.
Okay, story number two at 4:34. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on. This story started to unwind earlier this morning. Law enforcement was staged today outside of Pace Pharmacy, as well as over to Pace Home, at pharmacy located on Woodbine Road. Multiple agencies were on site since, like I said earlier today. Here is what we know as of right now. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested two Pace Pharmacy pharmacists, as well as the pharmacy office manager. Arrested 54-year-old Stephen Berklow, 69-year-old David Winkles, and the office manager, 58-year-old Monique Berklow. The Berklows, by the way, are the owners of Pace Pharmacy. All three are charged with conspiring to traffic prescription drugs, including trafficking over 22 kilos of oxycodone, 26 kilos of hydrocodone, and approximately 1 kilo of hydromorphone.
My goodness. Quite an assortment.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of drugs at a pharmacy.
Yeah, they run a pharmacy or something?
must be.
And our third and final top story this afternoon, a new city attorney has been named for Milton. John Adams and the law firm of Gray Robinson will provide legal representation for the city, replacing Alex Andrade. Adams lives in Milton as the firm Gray Robinson with 258 employees on staff. Also has an office in Pensacola. Adams has been working as the interim city attorney since the March departure of Andrade.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Second year in a row, the Indiana Pacers are into the Eastern Conference Finals. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Pacers eliminated the number one seed of the Eastern Conference playoff bracket last night. To move into the Eastern Finals, the Pacers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland, 114-105. Tyrese Halliburton scored 31 points for Indiana, which won all three games at Cleveland and now awaits the winner of the Knicks-Celtics series. New York can advance tonight with a win at Boston, leading 3-1. 3-2 lead now for the Thunder against the Nuggets. Oklahoma City won at home against Denver last night, 112-105. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 31 for the Thunder, who can advance to the Western Conference Finals with a win tomorrow in Denver. Tonight, the Timberwolves can eliminate the Warriors. Minnesota's up 3-1. On ESPN, Michael Grandlin scored all three goals for the Stars, who beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead. Pete Rose, who was permanently banned from Major League Baseball for gambling in 1989 and who died last September, is now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. So was Shoeless Joe Jackson, along with 14 other players and one team owner who had been permanently banned from the game. In a letter to Pete Rose's attorney, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred wrote, "Obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. It's hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I've concluded permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list." The earliest that Pete Rose, the game's all-time hits leader, or Shoeless Joe Jackson, a member of the 1919 Chicago White Sox, who conspired with gamblers to throw the World Series, can get into the Hall of Fame would be 2028. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the 2025 NFL schedule will be out later tonight. The league will unveil the full schedule for its 272 regular season games at 7 p.m. Six of the seven international game matchups were announced yesterday. And earlier this week, the league also revealed the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL kickoff game on September 4th. Games scheduled for Black Friday, December 20th, and Christmas Day have also been announced this week.
Okay, here's something that's going to make a lot of Ice Flyers fans happy. The Flyers have hired Jeremy Gates as the team's new head coach. Coach Gates, a former Ice Flyers defensive and assistant coach, by the way, he is just one of three players in the Ice Flyers history to have won the President's Cup three times, winning SPHL championships with the team in 2013, 14, and 16. Gates returns to Pensacola, kind of making a full circle moment, not just for him, but for that organization as well.
Wow, all right, very nice. And also, we've got a lot going on in that NBA and NHL postseason action that we've been covering daily. For starters, the New York Knicks gearing up for Game 5 against the Celtics. They lead 3-1, and lifelong Knicks fans say it's been a thrilling ride, especially with come-from-behind wins against Boston being a prevalent theme in the series. The Ultimate Series winner will battle the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Over on the NHL side of things, the Florida Panthers looking to take a 3-2 lead with Game 5 tonight against the Maple Leafs in Toronto, and there's no doubt it'll be a physical battle. The Panthers win in Sunrise on Sunday ended with Maple Leaf center Max Domi getting a $5,000 fine for a hit on Cats captain Alexander Barkov. Puck drops at 6.
Okay, and just keeping things here local, Pensacola posted a good start to their 6-game series against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Oh, boy. Tuesday night was something else. The Wahoos down the Pandas 3-2. Game 2 tonight, first pitch, going out in just a little more than an hour and 30 minutes. 6:05, first pitch going out there. And don't forget, players from all over the world are in town competing in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championship. The competition runs to the 18th over at Roger Scott. Players representing countries like Australia, Kazakhstan, Japan, Portugal, many more appearing to compete in that tournament this week.
You know, since we're talking about minor league baseball here, the Iowa Cubs hoping a late-night TV show will help them change their name. The team applied for a rebranding offer from HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which is giving one minor league baseball team a full makeover with no say in the outcome. The Cubs say they told the show their name may be simple, but the fan experience is anything but. Oliver's team says more details on the rebrand will be announced soon.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros at OAC parts inside and out. Joe Burrow got his money. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins got theirs as well. And the man still waiting for a new deal with the Cincinnati Bengals is Trey Hendrickson. The Bengals should be in win-now mode, and not finding a way to get a deal done with the man who's recorded 35 sacks in the last two seasons would make absolutely zero sense to me, especially when defense isn't the strength for Cincinnati. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, while most Americans are seeing longer lifespans, Southerners are not seeing the same. What is this saying about us? Here's more in House Call on Health.
Life expectancy rates are lower for those living in the South. Researchers at the Yale School of Public Health looked at mortality data from nearly 180 million deaths. They found differences in the life expectancy rates between the states for those born between 1900 and 2000. Those who lived in northeastern and western states had substantial improvements in their group's expectancy. Southern states, on the other hand, showed little improvement, and some even declined. For example, females living in states similar to Oklahoma showed a decreased life expectancy rate by 0.7 years. Washington, D.C. had the highest improvement, with females expected to live to 93, an almost 30-year increase during the century. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And Health Secretary RFK Jr. says his opinions about vaccines are irrelevant. He appeared before Congress today and was asked if he'd vaccinate his own children for measles. Kennedy replied, probably for measles, then quickly pivoted and said, my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant.
I guess that was a safe thing.
Listen, I'm not trying to give my thoughts here. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Yeah, if vaccine opinions are important coming from anybody, it is the Health and Human Services Secretary.
All right. Medical tech company now has a way to connect the brain of a paralyzed person to an iPhone. Oh, my gosh. Here's Eben Brown.
We've all heard about advancements in medical tech leading to brain-computer interfaces where a device implanted and attached to a patient's brain can interpret thoughts and translate them into actions. Now, one company says they can connect the human brain to Apple devices. Synchron says that its brain-computer interface will allow a patient with motor skill impairment to think commands to an iPhone, an iPad, or even Apple's Vision Pro augmented reality glasses. There would be no need to touch it or even speak to it. The company says it worked with Apple, which is including the connectivity inside its accessibility features. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, looking deeper at an account of President Biden's cognitive decline from the book Original Sin, this is getting a lot of traction. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but a lot of folks are picking up on what really went on during the last couple of years, 23, right. 24. Teresa Crowley has more on the details.
President Joe Biden's diminished physical appearance was a holy bleep moment for actor George Clooney at the political fundraiser he was hosting for Biden last June, according to the book Original Sin by CNN's Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson of Axios. Clooney had known the president for decades, but hadn't seen him for 2 years. The authors say when a Biden aide had to tell the president, you know George Clooney, Clooney was shaken to his core. The president didn't recognize him. A Hollywood VIP told the authors it was like watching someone not alive. 3 weeks later, Clooney wrote the op-ed that toppled the Biden candidacy. Former First Lady Jill Biden told The View the people who wrote those books were not in the White House with us. But Original Sin cites over 200 sources. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 still traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, passing the Oriole Beach area. That's if you're heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard. And our last major spots are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And, man, that Blue Angel Parkway spot, I tell you, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, still got some issues there. As for the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, high of 84, low of 74.
Okay, if you're thinking about doing that house buying, house selling kind of regimen here, let me give you your numbers. You're going to need them. Mortgage rates holding steady today, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.92%. Average rate, 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.26%.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Netflix says its ad-supported tier now has 94 million monthly active users, an increase of more than 20 million since its last count in November. Netflix's ad-supported plan costs $7.99 a month, a steep discount from the least expensive ad-free plan at $17.99 a month. The streaming giant says its cheapest tier reaches more 18 to 34-year-olds than any U.S. broadcast or cable network. Boeing and GE Aerospace securing a $96 billion agreement to sell Qatar Airways up to 210 aircraft, according to the White House. The companies struck the agreement during President Trump's state visit with the Emir of Qatar. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, but the S&P 500 managed to stay above the flat line for the year, up 6 points. The Dow fell nearly 90, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 130. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the cruise industry anticipating increased demand, if not already crazily crowded on the seas. You been on a cruise recently?
Never.
You get on the like the Oasis, Royal Caribbean Oasis, the big Oasis ships, you know?
Right.
It's like you get on the ship and it's like the hotel takes off with you. It's 6,000 people on these ships. Anyway, Fox's Lily Hugh has more for us.
It seems like this is the year when just about everyone is going to take a cruise. In fact, AAA says 19 million people will take a cruise this year at some point. That will be the highest number on record, according to AAA. And Royal Caribbean is sharing in that enthusiasm and that optimism about the industry. You know, the company just reported results from the first quarter. They came in earnings higher than expected. They raised their forward-looking guidance. And there are a couple of economic tailwinds for the company that are helping them right now. For one, energy prices are low, and having a weaker dollar at the moment is also giving the company a boost because they have a lot of customers that are foreigners.
And luxury clothing company Burberry is cutting about 1,700 jobs through 2027. The move comes as the British company looks to cut costs across the board, including procurement and real estate. The job cuts represent about 20% of Burberry's overall workforce.
You know, the last thing you want to hear when you go into surgery is the doctor saying, uh-oh. Those are the words you don't want to hear.
That is true.
This is the same way if you're getting into one of these new automated cars and then you find out that car is being recalled. You go, uh-oh. Laura Cantner has more.
Alphabet is recalling more than 1,200 of its Waymo vehicles over an ADS software glitch that hinders the self-driving car from detecting objects, resulting in minor collisions with roadway barriers. Google's parent company said the 1,212 units that were affected have already been fixed with a software update. Waymo releasing a statement stressing its commitment to become the world's most trusted driver and that it will continue to work in a collaborative manner with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And Airbnb now lets you do more than just find a place to stay. The app now provides access to everything from chefs and hairstylists to cooking classes and museum tours. The new features are available on the homepage under two tabs, experiences and services. As of now, there are 10 categories of services across 260 cities.
You know, I found these, a lot of times they get rushed, you know, don't have time to cook. And I do cook sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've discovered this thing called Moms for Meals. This is not an endorsement, but I'm just...
An observation.
This adds into where I'm going with this story here. But anyway, several ready-to-eat foods have been recalled after a listeria outbreak linked the products left at least 10 people hospitalized. It's fresh and ready foods recalled several ready-to-eat foods, including sandwiches, pasta, snack products over the outbreak. The impacted products have used by dates April 22nd to May 19th. The recalled products were sold between April 18th and April 28th. Once again, Fresh and Ready Foods recalling their products.
All righty, 4:51 on the nose here. We will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
With the temperatures rising and your AC on overdrive, join Trevor and Hunter with Southern Touch Heating and Air tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they introduce their company and how they are bringing the essence of genuine Southern hospitality into every aspect of their business. Tune in to hear what makes them an HVAC company to call. That's Southern Touch Heating and Air on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Mission Impossible. Do you ever watch a series of these movies?
I've seen bits and pieces. I know Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Right,
outside
right,
of that,
right,
got nothing.
I really haven't ever seen one. But The Final Reckoning is the new, I guess, Mission Impossible movie. Director Christopher McQuarrie reveals Tom Cruise's scary new stunt. Michelle Pollino has the latest.
Tom Cruise continues to defy expectations with his latest stunts in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. During a masterclass event at the Cannes Film Festival, director Christopher McQuarrie revealed that in one scene, Cruise flies a biplane alone at 10,000 feet, acting as pilot, camera crew, and lighting technician. At one point, he climbs onto the wing as wind blasts him at 140 miles per hour, pushing himself to the limit. He became so exhausted, he could barely move. With only 3 minutes of fuel left.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
He eventually got back in the cockpit and landed. McQuarrie said, no one on Earth could do that. The film was out May 23rd. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, 4:55, right. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, how you doing? Austin Price, getting ready to move in here and giving us a heads up on the weather and local traffic situation together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note. Hate to bring that news to you. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, still got backups there. Same with Blue Angel Parkway. Traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. And the funniest part is that neither of these spots have given me any confirmed accident reports throughout this entire hour. It's just heavily backed up at this time, I guess. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, may get cloudier throughout your evening, but Thursday's high is going to be 84 with a low of 74.
All right, nice snapshot of the weather. Let's go to the national snapshot. Severe weather in store for the northern and central plains. High temps continue for Texas. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean's back with the latest Fox forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will fire up across portions of the northern and central plains and then into the Midwest, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, a few tornadoes, but also heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. The cold front associated with this system will knock back the extremely warm temperatures that have broken records across the region. Meanwhile, the heat hangs on across Texas through next week, with elevated to critical fire danger for the Southwest. Fox Weather has all the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And actress Halle Bailey, not Barry, Halle Bailey, has filed for a restraining order against her former boyfriend. The Little Mermaid star broke up 7 months ago with rapper Daryl Dwayne Granberry, known as DDG, who is also the father of their one-year-old son. Court documents filed Tuesday say that the 25-year-old Bailey is accusing Granberry of physical, emotional, verbal, and financial abuse. She claims they broke up because of his temper and lack of respect towards her, and that he's been bad-mouthing her on social media, resulting in online threats.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Uber rolls out a new service for foodies. Hillary Barsky has more.
The ride-sharing giant is venturing into new territory and is jumping into the booming restaurant reservation space. Uber is partnering with OpenTable and will be unveiling a new feature called Dine Out. The service will integrate Uber's ride-hailing services with OpenTable's extensive restaurant reservations through the Uber Eats app to streamline the process of finding, booking, and traveling to restaurants. Uber One members get exclusive perks like priority access to high-demand reservations and special time slots. Uber's Dine Out feature is slated to launch in the fall for users across the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and other countries. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And HBO Max is back. Warner Brothers Discovery announced it's changing the name of its streaming service back to its original name. The company dropped HBO from the name in 2023, making it known simply as Max. WBD President and CEO David Zaslav said they are bringing back the brand. It represents the highest quality in media. The company added, returning the HBO brand into the name will amplify the uniqueness that subscribers can expect.
One half of a celebrity couple getting a lot of buzz here this afternoon, speaking out about the pairing, Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus' romance. Tanya J.
Elizabeth
has
Hurley
more.
Says her new romance with Billy Ray Cyrus was a surprise to everyone but her. She told Page Six that the two are quite similar and get on extremely well. Hurley made the comments at the Breast Cancer Foundation's Hot Pink Party on Tuesday. She says they both like to laugh a lot and love the country. Cyrus, whose heart is evidently achy-breaky no more, has said that the two worked together on Christmas in Paradise in 2022 and reconnected after Hurley sent him a text amid his divorce from singer Fire Rose. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, big accident during rehearsals for an award show left Jennifer Lopez looking for medical treatment. Here's more.
Jennifer Lopez is on the mend after sharing an Instagram photo of her with an ice pack on her face. The post showed a cut across the bridge of her nose, which was captioned, "So this happened," revealing that the accident occurred during rehearsals for the American Music Awards later this month. J-Lo is hosting the AMAs. It's set for May 26th in Las Vegas, and her hosting gig comes 10 years after she first hosted in 2015. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, we're going to be talking about recycling. It's getting ready to make a return appearance in the city of Pensacola. That's one of the key stories that we are following. We also have the top three stories coming up in less than 12 minutes or so. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Back in 12. Have a great afternoon.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.